Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, how's everyone doing today? I hope you consider yourself blessed. I know I do. I was able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. It's a blessed day, but it's going to be a slow day, because there's just not that much to do around here. As I'm sitting here right now, I'm having my morning shake and make peach mango energy drink, and I'm making a pot of tea. I really need to go to the grocery store, but I still haven't made that list yet. Boy, can I procrastinate. I'm a procrastinator. I really need to make that list. Getting the ride, I don't know how hard that'll be. I really haven't figured out my neighbor's schedule yet. But I really need to make that list before I go to the grocery store, because I'll only have really one good trip down there. I don't know if I'm going to make a monthly or a bi-weekly trip down there, but I know that when I get down there, it's going to be an important trip. I'm going to have to stock up. I'm going to have to buy a lot of the necessities, a lot of the staples, a lot of the things that I really need to just stock up on, and I really need that list. Man, do I need to sit down and make that list today. That's going to be something I'm definitely going to try to do today, is make that list. I've just gotten into this book. I've gotten into a new Nicholas Sparks book, and I've been doing a lot of reading. When I get into a book, when I find one that I like, I dig into it, and I can sit there and I can read for hours on end. And that's what I found myself doing yesterday. I read for like 4 hours straight. I didn't really even get on my phone that much. I just found myself reading. And now I'm just thoroughly enjoying that book. When I woke up this morning, I wanted to pick it up and start reading from where I left off. The sad thing is, I really can't remember what I read. I just know that I'm enjoying the book, and I know that when I pick it up and start reading again, I'll remember everything again. And that's just how I read. I can't remember really anything about it right now, but the minute I pick it back up, everything will come flooding back in, and I'll know exactly what the book's about, who it's about, what the situation is, what the drama is in the book, and I'll be able to enjoy it. I just enjoy reading so much. I just wish I could remember everything about the books whenever I step away from them. But one good thing about it is, I could always go back to a book and reread it in about 6 months. I can reread a book and it's fresh. It's like I've never read it before. I've totally forgotten the whole thing. I've read some books 5 times, and it's like reading it for the very first time each time. That's when you know you like a book, when you read it more than once. I should be reading my Bible more, but I just get so discouraged because, as I mentioned, I just forget everything. And it just really hurts my heart that I can't remember the Bible. And there's so many good stories in there, so much good content, and so much good stuff. I really need to make a practice of sitting down and just reading, if nothing else, a chapter a day of just one good gospel, which all the gospels are, the whole Bible's good anyway, but just reading a chapter a day, just making a practice of it. I won't sit here and say that I will, because I know that I won't, but it's something that I need to do. And if nothing else, I got a 5-minute rant out, and that's what I like to do every day. I like to get a 5-minute rant out. Now let's take a look at today's holidays. Is today a holiday? Of course it is. As we've learned by now, every day is a holiday. Let's just see what holidays are being celebrated today. Today is the Stars and Stripes Forever Day, Dance Like a Chicken Day, Fantastic Friday, Giving Sharks a Voice, International Dylan Thomas Day, National Buttermilk Biscuits Day, Underground America Day, and Shades Day. So there aren't many holidays being celebrated today, but there are a couple of good ones. Let's take a look at National Buttermilk Biscuits Day. Buttermilk biscuits are a versatile food that is celebrated today. Biscuits as we think of them now came into being shortly before the Civil War. They were inexpensive, in part because they didn't require yeast. They were able to expand and rise because their ingredients were beaten vigorously and because they were folded in such a way so that air could be trapped in them. Biscuits also were favored because they could be made quickly and be easily added to meals. They also caught on because they were better than bread at absorbing gravy. Having a soft interior with a slightly brown crust, buttermilk biscuits are commonly made with flour, baking powder, salt, buttermilk, butter or shortening, and sometimes sugar. Buttermilk biscuits became more prominent in the southern United States, in part because the flour from the south is made from soft winter wheat, which has less protein than northern flours and is better suited for biscuits. Biscuits can be eaten on their own or used in many recipes such as biscuits and gravy, casseroles, and chicken and biscuits. They can be made to fit with almost any type of meal and can be eaten for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In 1931, Ballard and Ballard introduced a refrigerated, ready-to-bake biscuit that came in a cardboard can, meaning that biscuits no longer had to all be made from scratch. How to observe National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Celebrate the day by making buttermilk biscuits from scratch. They could be eaten with toppings such as honey, butter, jam, peanut butter, or maple syrup, or be used to make many other things. Make yourself sausage, egg, and cheese biscuits, or biscuits and gravy for breakfast, or chicken and biscuits for lunch and dinner. Boy, I tell you, this is a great holiday today, because I just love biscuits and gravy. I don't know many people who don't. I could have biscuits and gravy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Buttermilk biscuits are just so versatile. They fit into any meal. I just love buttermilk biscuits. Here's wishing everyone a happy National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. Now let's find some good news. We could all use a little bit of good news to brighten up our day. Let's just see what sort of good news we can find. Here's a good news story. They say home is where the heart is, but when the home you're living in isn't safe, the heartache can be a real headache. That was the situation for one Nova Scotia family until neighbors stepped in to turn things around. When Alvaro Wiggins was diagnosed with kidney failure, it created a domino effect. The rigors of treatment meant spending 9 hours a day on dialysis. That meant giving up work. Unable to earn a living, Wiggins, his wife, and their 4 children were forced to move into public housing. The hazardous conditions they faced there made for a harsh adjustment. Fortunately, Wiggins had forged strong ties to his community. Prior to his illness, he'd earned his stripes as a neighborhood activist with 2 local youth-related organizations, Hope Blooms and Love Nova Scotia. Sarah McLaren had worked alongside him for years, Having seen how much of himself Wiggins invested in the pursuit of helping others, she felt he more than deserved to get something back. Finding his family a safe and healthy place to live became her top priority. This past spring, McLaren launched a GoFundMe campaign in hopes of bringing in enough money to purchase the house and defray some of the Wiggins' living expenses. Though donations came in by the thousands, it wasn't nearly enough to make a dent in Halifax's red-hot housing market. While McLaren fretted her efforts would fall short of hitting the mark, she wasn't destined to be the only fairy godmother in this story. Enter real estate agent Brenda McKenzie. McKenzie heads a local housing initiative, A Home for Everyone. For the past 15 years, she and her peers have donated a portion of their commissions to various housing-related charities. For McKenzie, who is likewise on dialysis awaiting a kidney donor, the Wiggins family's story struck a special chord. Along with her charitable board, the decision was made that this year's earnings would go toward helping Alvaro, his wife Chelsea, and their kids Alaya, Javier, and Jaden find a new place to call home. But even with the boost in capital, hunting down an appropriate dwelling was proving to be a challenge. Yet again, fate stepped in. One of McKenzie's Halifax listings, a four-bedroom townhouse in close proximity to a park and swimming pool, had been inundated with multiple offers when it hit the market. All of them fell through. Team Wiggins rushed in with a bid, which was accepted. This specific house was a miracle house. It was a unicorn house, Wiggins told CBC News. It probably is the most beautiful thing I've been a part of in my lifetime. The family expects to be able to move into their new digs by month's end. In the meantime, A Home for Everyone has rounded up a volunteer attorney and home inspector, as well as a crew of businesses to donate a slew of home upgrades and furnishings. It will mean everything. It will be a sense of security to live here, to have a home, to have a place to call home. My kids love it here. It will be so joyful for them, Wiggins told CBC. I don't even know how to find the words to thank everyone who has supported this dream. I found this to be just a beautiful story. May the Lord bless everyone involved. Now let's move on to some celebrity birthdays. Producer and director George Lucas turns 77. Actor Tim Roth turns 60. Actress Kate Blanchett turns 52. Director Sofia Coppola turns 50. Musician Dan Auerbach turns 42. Actress Amber Tamblyn turns 38. And actress Miranda Cosgrove turns 28. Here's wishing them all a happy birthday. Well, that's my rant for today, and I just thank you for tuning in. It went a little long because my good news story was long, but who doesn't have time for good news? Just know that as long as I'm feeling well, I'm going to put out a rant, today's holidays, some good news, and celebrity birthdays 6 days a week. So again, I just thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.